Network Interference is produced and distributed by Lunavox. Lunavox. That's the name we came up with. Please stand by.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Network Interference. My name is Shane. I am here in the studio with two wonderful guests. I'm not great with names. And I met Betty and I said, hey, I may have to ask your name again. And she goes, oh, you'll remember my name. And I'm like, oh, really now? She goes, have you ever heard of Betty White from the Golden Girls? I'm like, I don't know what the Golden Girls are. Betty Grable? No. Betty Davis? Famous movie stars? Doesn't ring a bell. Betty Ford. I'm like, Betty Ford? Who is Betty Ford? And she's like, Gerald Ford's wife? The president? And I'm like, yeah, was that her name? Betty? I didn't know her name was Betty. She goes, do you not watch television? You don't watch the Golden Girls or the news? I'm like, yeah, sometimes I watch the news, but I don't know what the Golden Girls are. I watch cartoons. And she goes, Betty Rubble. You know Betty Rubble? Barney's wife. Barney from the Flintstones. I said, I didn't know her last name was Rubble. You know, Barney and Fred and their wives. I always called her Barney's wife. And she goes, how about Betty Boop? I'm like, bingo. Bingo. Betty Boop. I know my Betty Boop. I know who Betty Boop is. And she goes, well, it's like Betty Boop, except instead of Boop, it's Ann. It's Betty Ann. Would you like to say hello?
Yes, and after I deny all of that.
No, that was mostly true, right? That was mostly true?
We will let you believe that it was all mostly true, as my daughter sits here to my left and says, I don't see this in my mother at all.
Yeah, she did. She did. So Betty Ann told me about her wonderful daughter, Brenna, who is a multi-talented musician. So she played me some of her music, and it was fantastic. And we have Brenna in our studio right now. And after that really long introduction, she gets to say hello.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for having me.
How about right now, just to get it over with, because I still think this is a radio show. My daughter is the one who knows what a podcast is. Tell me right now, how can we find your music?
Everywhere. My music is on all of the music platforms, and any place that's your favorite place to listen to music, you can find it.
So what do they do? They type in Betty Ann's daughter music.com?
Almost, but you can go to Google and just type in BrennaAudreyStevens.com, and I have a website that has every possible link you can imagine that you would need.
Everybody loves links.
Yeah.
You can't have too many links.
You can't. No, and there are a lot on the website. I have links to guitar tabs of my music.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what?
So people can learn to play my songs.
All right. BrennaAudreyStevens.com.
Yes.
Now, it's not a Stevens with a PH, is it?
It's not.
Goodness. God.
No, it's with a V.
Gosh, we would have had to explain that one.
That's not true. And you know, it's Brenna with one N.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Well, that's Brenna.
I know. I've heard Brenna. That too my whole life.
Gosh, yeah. I probably would not have put in the PH.
Okay.
In Stevens.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you, I definitely would have put in the extra N on Brenna.
Yeah.
Traditional spelling is with two N's, like November. That is the traditional Celtic spelling. Mm-hmm. But I gave birth to her. So I decided I liked it better with one N.
There you go. Do you have any cartoon characters that we can think of to remember that? To remember that there's only one N in Brenna?
Great question. Yeah, usually I just say it's like Brenda, but don't put the D as in Delta.
There's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brenda Starr. That was a comic strip. There's a cartoon, Brenda Starr.
No way. Brenda
so
Starr.
It's like Brenda Starr, but leave out the star and the D.
And the D.
That's quite lengthy for an explanation.
Quite, yeah.
But you know what?
Good word.
I think you are a star, so I think you should bring the star back in.
Sweet.
Oh, thank you.
But I believe Brenda Starr was spelled with two R's.
Could be. That sounds familiar.
I don't know what the extra R was doing there, but it was there.
Gotcha.
But you can leave that extra R off and the D off.
There you go.
There you go, right?
That's
so
perfect.
Just remember Brenda Starr and Betty Boop. Thank you.
So right now, my music that I've been focusing on has been music for Irish dancers. I put out an EP that has three songs. The first song is with lyrics. The middle song is for Irish dancers. And then the very last song is a guitar instrumental.
You are an Irish dancer yourself?
Oh, yes. I've been an Irish dancer since I was five.
Hello. And you got all these Irish dancers, and they're in full Irish dance garb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is that, green? They wear a lot of green?
Nowadays, it is all colors and designs. I know way back, green was a very popular color for your dresses, and they didn't have like the big hair back then and everything, but now, you know, it's like the curly wigs, and they go all out for the outfits.
Who do you think wears a crazier outfit, the Irish dancers or all those ladies that go to the Kentucky Derby with those goofy hats and crazy hats.
I almost want to say it could be a tie because...
Oh, that's good. Good answer.
When I was competing in Irish dance, it was like these big, long, curly wigs. But now it almost looks like those white wigs that like the judges used to wear, you know, where it's like it's all very tall and going up. And then they have these big head pieces that could almost look like those derby hats. One of my favorite music composers, his name is Craig Duncan. I've been listening to Craig Duncan since I was six because we got his Celtic Christmas album and then I would practice my steps. And I get to see on Spotify when my music gets added to playlists. And so there was one day where I saw, you know, this new playlist and Craig Duncan, one of his songs was right underneath my song in the lineup. And I was like, if I knew when I was, you know, 5 years old that someday we're going to be on a playlist together of my music and his music. It's just crazy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's get him on the phone.
Definitely listen to his music if you have it.
You guys should be on the stage together. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would.
All right. How many instruments do you play?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know if I've ever counted, but I
can we count them now?
Yeah, we can count. So let's see. I started on a keyboard and piano and then violin, acoustic guitar, electric guitar. Drums. I learned to play the drums back in 2019.
Can you do like a quick little beat on the table? Do one.
Let's see.
We will rock you.
That's such a complicated drum part.
Oh, yeah.
On
you know,
that one.
Beginner drum lessons, that's what they tell you to learn. That is one of the songs.
So what instruments are you playing on your new music?
On my new music, right now my only live instrument is my acoustic guitar. And then all the other instruments are either keyboard that then I'll pick which sounds I want them to be, but it's still me playing. Or I have like an electronic drum set.
You can play We Will Rock You with that too. Yeah,
you can. Yeah.
What's one of the a song that you can recommend that has your beautiful voice and vocals on it?
I would say my newest single, which is called Welcome Autumn.
You didn't bring a guitar with you though, did you?
I sure did.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Now, are you sure that you do not want to change the name to Welcome Fall?
I'm sure.
Okay. And I'm only saying that because you know that word autumn is a strange spelling.
A strange spelling.
It's got an M and an N.
Oh,
what in the world? What's going on with that N at the end of autumn?
Can you explain that to me? I cannot explain it, but I can tell you that before I submitted it for release, I really had to make sure, am I spelling this correctly? Is this right? I can't make a mistake here.
I have always wondered that. What's that N doing there?
Autumn.
It's autumn. Just leave it off. The N is not necessary.
Football.
I'll tell you what, you could change a lot of meanings just by getting rid of a letter.
Yeah.
You know,
or adding one.
Or adding one.
Not necessary.
Adding them's the worst. You can get yourself in trouble adding some letters.
Yes, of course.
That could be. Yeah.
All letters are good, but every once in a while you get a few letters together and they're not so good.
Not anymore.
All right, Brenda, can you play us one of your songs?
I sure can. So since we were talking about this song, I'll be playing Welcome Autumn for you guys.
Thank you.
chocolate on the stove at 7 a.m. Wooden wick candles crackle soft, light burn in. Thank the Lord for this day he's given. Auburn maple boots, a green plaid wool scarf, taking a stroll around a lamppost lit park, overlooking all the small town grown farms, sleepy wildlife, copper tone light shines across the barn. Welcome autumn, it's a cool breeze and a painting of beautiful leaves. It's a warm hug of color, a breath to recover. It's the comfort of a long book, apple cider in a glass mug. Adventure through a golden cornfield, pumpkin patches lined with hay bales, holding on to things that matter most. And that matter most.
That is awesome. You are so talented, Brenna.
Thank you.
I love your music.
Thank you.
I have had such a wonderful time talking to my new friends, Betty Ann and Brenna Audrey Stevens, and we know how to spell their names. It has been a pleasure to have you on Network Interference. I hope you had a good time, Brenna.
I did. It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
How about your mom? You think she had a good time?
I think she did.
It was great. She's still having a good time. We're still having a great time. Betty Ann and Brenna, good luck on your journeys. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
Lunavox, that's the name we came up with.